The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples. As he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned, saw them following him, and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," it translated means teacher. "Where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying. They stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. For those of you who are parents, you always are concerned about your children, are you not? Just as I'm concerned about all of you, my parishioners here at Holy Family. And sometimes it's hard to let people go off and do their own thing, isn't it? Because you worry about people that you love, and you always want what's best for them. But St. John the Baptist teaches us such a beautiful, valuable lesson. He teaches us to walk with people and accompanying people. But when the time is right and when Jesus calls people to follow them, to not let them be held back, but rather allow them to go with God. So John the Baptist, this great saint, teaches us to walk with people in life, but to allow the Holy Spirit to call those people that we walk with, to call them forth to do things in the name of our Lord. So in other words, we need to trust that the Holy Spirit is with our family members, with one another, and to trust that Jesus is going to always take care of it at the end of the day. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you all is we can't control everything our family members do, can we? No. I'm glad you said no, okay? But it's hard, because when we see people we love, you know, we want to be able to make sure that they're always doing the right thing. So the best thing we could do is to follow the example of St. John the Baptist, which is to give them to our Lord and pray that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide them. So let's pray for those people in our lives that right now we are blessed to walk with, to journey with. And let's ask that the Holy Spirit will lead them and guide them to holiness. Let's ask St. John the Baptist to pray for us, that we maybe have the courage to lead others to holiness.